Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood attachment expert and guide through this crazy roller coaster called life. Buckle up because today we're diving headfirst into something truly transformative. Overcoming those pesky negative thought patterns that can hold us hostage from healing our attachment wounds. Ever feel like you're stuck in a mental loop of self-doubt, fear, or insecurity? You know that feeling when your inner critic is on overdrive, whispering all these nasty little things about yourself and your worth. Yeah, we've all been there. But the good news is, my friends, those thought patterns are not your truth. They're just old, rusty wiring from past experiences that might not serve us anymore. Think of it like this. Our brains are amazing computers, constantly learning and adapting. But sometimes, they get stuck in these outdated programs, those negative thought loops that keep replaying the same painful narratives about ourselves and our relationships. The good news is we can reprogram those. It's not always easy, but it's absolutely worth it. So today, let's break down some powerful strategies to help you write those negative scripts, embrace self-compassion, and finally start healing from the inside out. 5 key takeaways that will rock your world. 1. Recognize and name it to tame it. The first step to overcoming any hurdle is acknowledging it exists. So when those negative thoughts creep in, don't just brush them aside. Actually say them out loud. I'm feeling insecure. I'm worried about being rejected. This situation feels overwhelming. By naming these feelings, you take away their power and create space for awareness. It's like shining a light on those shadows. Once they're illuminated, they seem less scary, right? 2. Challenge those negative narratives. Now that you've identified the thoughts, it's time to put them on trial. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support this? Often, those negative voices are based on old beliefs or past experiences that don't necessarily reflect our current reality. 3. Reframe your thoughts. This is where the magic happens. Instead of dwelling on the negative, consciously try to reframe your thoughts in a more positive and empowering way. For example, if you're thinking, I always mess things up, try reframing it as I'm learning and growing for every experience. 4. Practice self-compassion. We're all human, and we're going to make mistakes. It's okay. When those negative thoughts hit, remember to be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same understanding and compassion that you would offer a dear friend. Imagine what your wiser self would say in a situation, likely something encouraging and supportive. 5. Seek support when you need it. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. If those negative thoughts feel overwhelming or like they're holding you back, reach out for support from a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or counselor. Real-world relatable example. Let's say you're invited to a social gathering, but your inner critic starts whispering all these nasty things. You won't know anyone, you'll look awkward, people will think you're boring. Ouch. Those thoughts can be seriously discouraging. Instead of letting them control you, try this. Acknowledge those thoughts, but then consciously challenge them. Remind yourself that you're interesting and have something to offer. Maybe focus on one person you'd like to connect with. Remember, it's not about being the life of the party, it's about showing up authentically and connecting with others. Let's recap. We talked about how recognizing those negative thought patterns is the first step to breaking free. We learn to challenge them, reframe them, and practice self-compassion. And most importantly, remember that you're not alone, there's support available if you need it. Time to take action. What's one small thing you can do today to start silencing those negative voices and embracing your inner strength? Maybe write down 3 positive affirmations about yourself. Or when a negative thought pops up, consciously replace it with a more empowering one. Every little step counts. Remember, healing is a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and never stop believing in the power of your own transformation. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.